Welcome to Dharma Glimpses, an introduction to the profound treasury teachings of Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, taught by Judy Leaf. In this episode, Judy discusses walking meditation.
Welcome. In this episode, I'd like to explore the topic of walking meditation. I began this podcast series with a number of podcasts about sitting meditation, but I don't think I've talked much about other forms of meditation so far, so this will be filling in that particular gap, so to speak. Traditional Buddhist texts talk about four traditional postures of meditation. Sitting, the one probably we're most familiar with, looking at all the Buddhist statues around in everyone's garden. There's also standing meditation, and you may see sculptures of standing Buddha, lying down meditation, and walking meditation. Since those four postures are postures that are part of our daily life, most of us spend time in all those postures, it continues the general approach of Buddhist practice and Buddhist training is to work with the natural movements and aspects of our regular daily life and our way our mind and emotions work. So Buddhist techniques of meditation or training always involve fundamental human qualities we all share: thoughts, emotions, movements, tasks and projects, relationships, all of that. My teacher, Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, had a close association with many Zen teachers, and I think it is from the Zen tradition that he introduced walking meditation to his students, which was kind of unusual for someone from the Tibetan Buddhist lineages. In traditional meditation sessions in the Zen tradition, often the sitting practice is alternated with walking practice back and forth. I think in some ways that walking meditation aspect is kind of a link between the quiet and peaceful state of sitting meditation and the activities of daily life. It's a link joining the practice with all that we do through the medium of walking and movement coming out of sitting and then going back into sitting or stillness. So movement coming from stillness, stillness coming from movement. Often those two states are far apart, but this creates a bridge. We walk for all sorts of reasons. Obviously, we walk to get from one place to another. Sometimes we walk really fast as a form of exercise or physical training. We walk to explore new territories, new neighborhoods, new places, as in tourists walking around carrying their cameras. But in walking meditation, we're not trying to get somewhere. In some forms, we just go around in circles. Our walking form may be extremely slow and deliberate, or on the other hand, quite rapid. Whether the form you use is to walk in circles or to walk back and forth, trying to get somewhere is not the point. So the walking itself is the point. As I was taught it, the basic instruction for walking meditation is really simple. In the same way that we place our attention on the breath in sitting meditation practice, in walking meditation, we place our attention on movement and on the contact of the feet with the earth or the floor. You pay attention to each step as you come in contact with the floor and as your balance shifts to the other foot and its contact with the floor. Each time there's contacting and a kind of a pushing off and a shift from one foot to the other. Very simple. The idea is not to be overly precious or self-conscious, but simply keep our attention so that when we walk with each step, it's a genuine step, a true step. When we walk, we really walk. We include everything in each step: our sense of our body, our attention, our heart, our kindness and gentleness. All of it can be expressed in a single step, one true step, one true step. If you're like me, when you're just walking around in normal everyday life, a lot of times you're not really walking at all. You're thinking about other things, you're trying to get somewhere, you're musing, you're everywhere but present in your walking, present in your life. It's just so you're present somewhere and then you walk along you're not present at all, right? In order to get somewhere else, so you can be present somewhere else. And in between, you're kind of nowhere. So walking meditation also has that sense of continuous presence, continuous presence, continuous awareness, continuous being. Walking meditation is strong, but it is also gentle. And it includes the senses, letting the senses be open and receptive. I think a lot of times we walk, it's like we're carrying a backpack, a heavy backpack, filled with thoughts, opinions, feelings, emotions, our history, preoccupations, plans, memories, all sorts of stuff. So you could think of walking meditation as maybe walking without such a backpack, walking without a sense of armor, simple, earthy, and raw. It's a really great practice, and you can do it. You don't have to be in a formal setting. You can do it. You can notice how you walk. Notice how connected or disconnected you are with your walking, and then work with that. Sometimes it can be helpful to slow down. But basically, I'm inviting you to explore what it's like to walk, just to walk, with mindfulness and awareness and simplicity. It's amazing how powerful one true gesture can be. It is almost a shock when we encounter such a gesture. It also reveals for us how vacant and absent we are in so many of the movements and gestures of our lives. Walking meditation has a lot to teach us. I hope you enjoy exploring this form of practice. Thank you for joining me for this glimpse of Dharma.
This podcast is made possible through the support of the Hemera Foundation. To learn more about Judy Leaf's teachings, publications, and retreats, or to contribute to the support of this podcast, please visit judyleaf.com.